from the center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The suspect accused in the murder of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson is back in a New York courtroom. ABC's Trevor Ault says it's Luigi Mangione's first appearance since December.
Mangione has garnered a massive wave of popularity this week, issuing his first statement through a website created by his defense team, saying the support has transcended political, racial, and even class divisions. And donations continue to pour into his defense fund, which has now raised more than $500,000.
Sales of previously owned homes slipping last month as mortgages remain high and prices have frozen out many buyers in the market. Consumer confidence also fell nearly 10% month to month in February. Trump tariff plans are the main reason why. A district judge deciding he could not grant a motion from unions to temporarily block President Trump's mass firings of federal workers. He did, however, acknowledge the chaos caused by the blitz of executive actions. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulotz. A Republican bill that would ban students from using cell phones in the classroom passed the Wisconsin State Assembly Wednesday. The legislation passed on a party-line vote. Republican lawmakers say the bill would be beneficial for the mental health of students and includes exceptions for emergencies or teacher-authorized educational purposes. State Democrats criticize the bill as a one-size-fits-all approach that doesn't make sense. They say any cell phone policy should include feedback from parents, teachers, and students. Both candidates for the upcoming Wisconsin Supreme Court election say they will not pledge to recuse themselves from cases involving the political parties backing their campaigns. Both state parties have donated millions to their preferred candidate in what will likely be the most expensive Supreme Court campaign in history. Supreme Court candidates are not required by law to recuse themselves from cases involving a political party, and the decision to recuse is typically left up to the justices. Both claim they will not prejudge cases. People who lost their homes to Hurricane Helene or California wildfires could get a sizable tax break to move to Wisconsin. State Representative Cindy Duchow and State Senator Dan Fahan are sponsoring a bill that would give anyone who moves to Wisconsin from North Carolina or Los Angeles County due to the hurricane or the fires a $10,000 income tax credit for 2025. Duchow and Fahan introduced the bill Tuesday. They say in a memo seeking co-sponsors that the bill could help alleviate chronic workforce shortages in Wisconsin. The bill's prospects are unclear. The 25th and final Lee Lake Polar Bear Plunge will be held Saturday in Cazenovia. The auction will begin at 11:30 and the plunge will be held at 2. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
The Bucks sink the Clippers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the LA Clippers at five-serve form in Milwaukee, 116-110. Brooke Lopez, blocking a Clippers shot in the final minute, talked about losing Bobby Portis to a 25-game suspension after accidentally using a painkiller that was banned by the NBA last year.
It's obviously tough. You know, it sucks. I don't think it's the most fair thing. You know, obviously, none of it was intentional, you know, habitual or anything like that. It's an honest mistake, you know, but obviously we have to deal with it. And he's going to be fresh and ready for, you know, the end of the season, you know, perfect timing to get it going in playoffs.
The Bucks face the Wizards and former teammate Chris Middleton tonight in Washington. College basketball, number 16th ranked Marquette on the road tonight against Villanova. Hockey, the Badgers men's team wraps up their regular season with a two-game set tonight and tomorrow against Notre Dame at the Kohl Center. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Sunny and comfortable today with high temperatures reaching the mid-20s and tonight sliding to the single digits. Winds become a bit breezy tonight and throughout tomorrow, but they'll warm us up to highs near the freezing mark. Sunday and into early next week, 40s will be the high temperature. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 4.
The Dom Salvia Show.
You know, Harvey, the seemingly purposeful no action. What's your sense on the leadership in the Dem Party right now, Harvey?
I'm ashamed of them. What did Trump have on all these people?
Yeah, right.
That we get this kind of silence. Will the Democratic leadership figure out that it's their task to start articulating a Democratic, small d, Democratic vision and project that these people can rally behind? Bam.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
At 2 o'clock, we discuss the idea that women should just make sandwiches for their men and maybe shouldn't even have the right to vote, because that's what's coming from the MAGAs. Next.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. News from the Center, WRCE.
Good morning. Welcome, welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, Calvin Butenoff coming to you live, all three together from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It is Friday, February 21st. Today, the average price of a gallon of 2% milk in Wisconsin, $3.18. That's the same since Thursday, since yesterday. The average price of a dozen large eggs here in the state, $5.98. Also the same since yesterday. We have a very, very busy show coming up for you today. Dan Schaefer will be with us after the 11 o'clock news from the recombobulation area. Going to break down a lot of things happening in Wisconsin, including the Supreme Court race. Mm-hmm. Lots of money pouring in.
Ooh, money, 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 money.
Lots and lots of money pouring in. One wonders why. We'll talk about that with Dan Schaefer and much, much more. Pete Schwabe, the host of Nightlight from 6 to 8 p.m. across the network, is going to join us at 11:33. We're going to talk about award season.
Ooh, Oscars, who are you wearing?
Oscars coming up. And we're also going to talk about, I know this is my obsession, the plot flaw in the Green and Gold movie.
It's back.
I'm waiting to find out if Pete has had a chance to see it yet.
Yeah.
And then we can talk about it. If you know, you know, because we did talk about this once before.
People picked it out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But, I'm not going to tell Pete what to look for if he hasn't seen it yet.
Yeah.
Because I want to see if he can catch it on his own.
I do feel like if the producers see an uptick in streaming numbers, you should get a little taste. Give mama a taste. What the beak?
It's a great movie.
Yeah.
It is. It's sweet and wonderful and heartwarming and hopeful and all those things. Except
this one.
For this one little issue. That
one thing.
It's my gripe. Okay, I own it. That's fine. That's with Beach Wabba. And then we'll wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it's the By the Hair of My Chinny Chin Chin edition.
Oh.
This was something you weren't even aware of.
I wasn't aware of because, you know, I have taste in certain things. But you'll find out. You know what my taste is? You'll find out at 11:50 today.
There you go. That's called a tease.
Yeah.
We're going to start off with talking about cuts for thee, but not for me.
Mm.
IRS. The IRS. This from the Journal Sentinel today from Kaylee Gleason, Alex Groth, and Maya Pandy. With the byline, could IRS layoffs delay tax refunds for Wisconsinites? Thousands of IRS employees could be laid off, probably by next week, amid this massive hiring freeze and kind of slash and burn from the Trump administration. They're not really going through, much like they didn't go through the case-by-case pardons of the January 6th attackers. No, they're just kind of doing an overall, we're just going to cut this without looking at what that is.
One would say they're not using a fine-tooth comb. They're using, I don't know, a chainsaw.
A chainsaw, which is being widely embraced, by the way. Yep. We'll get to that. in a minute. The administration has already fired thousands of federal workers as part of its large-scale reductions across the government workforce. Unclear how many thousands of workers will be affected at the IRS. It's expected more than 140 million Americans will be filing their tax returns ahead of tax day.
Yeah,
that's coming. That hasn't changed. April 15th.
They're not changing the deadline for us.
No, that's going to stay the same. We all have to file our taxes.
Yeah.
If you file your state taxes electronically here in Wisconsin, you should.
Let's put some heavy lifting air quotes there. Should.
Get your refund in less than 12 weeks. Most federal funds issued within 3 weeks of electronic filing. Paper tax returns can take longer. Refunds can take anywhere from 6 to 8 weeks from the date the IRS gets a paper return. Obviously, the earlier you can get it in, the faster you're going to get your refund.
Yeah.
But now with laying off all of these people, one wonders how long it's going to take. Employees affected by the layoffs are supposed to be new hires and people in lower level positions. This remains unclear if such cuts will impact the processing of tax returns and refunds. Again, they're not going through case by case, individual by individual, to determine whether or not they're low level workers.
Yeah.
Don't forget, they fired all the people overseeing our nuclear stockpile and then went, oh my gosh, those are the guys who know about our nuclear stockpile. Let's hire them back.
Yeah. Also, last time I checked it, they usually like to also go after the higher up employees who make more money. But I guess it's the federal government. I don't know how much the difference is between entry level IRS agent and a higher up. But either way, this is not good. This comes on the heels of the hiring of all of those new agents
under the Biden administration,
which found like 100 million. How much was it? It was
a big chunk of change.
It was a big chunk of change found by tax cheats that went back into the system. I'm sure that's going to be done. That's done. That's finished.
Under the Biden administration, the IRS was tasked with targeting high wealth tax cheaters. By the end of 2024, the IRS collected $1.3 billion.
Yeah.
With a B.
Yeah.
$1.3 billion in back taxes from rich tax cheats.
You mean the working class folks who are afraid that the government's coming after them, right, Jane?
No.
Oh.
Really, really rich people who can hire all kinds of lawyers to find loopholes for them so they don't have to pay their fair share of taxes. So we want to make sure, I at least this is my assumption, the Trump administration wants to protect those really rich people from having to pay taxes. That's not fair.
Well, when you have to write out that many zeros, Jane, you might run out of ink in your pen, and that could really do damage to your checkbook.
That's true.
So you really want to protect those individuals. Us, like me and you, it's fine.
Right.
Take my hundreds of dollars, America, not my millions or tens of millions. Or in Mark Cuban's case, hundreds of millions, as he showed off this year when he last year, threw down a check for like $232 million.
Yeah, he's got the money.
Yeah, and newsflash, he's still rich.
He's not scrimping.
No, he's not clipping coupons.
One of the laid off IRS workers, Robert McCabe, told NBC 10 News he went into work yesterday and had issues logging in. So he and his coworkers sat around for a couple of hours before finally getting a layoff letter around 11:30 in the morning. Mr. McCabe says he'd been a supporter of Donald Trump before this layoff.
Shocking.
Quote, you know, when he talks about government waste and all that, yes, I'm behind it. I believe there's a lot of stuff in the government that needs fixing. That's part of the reason why I actually wanted to work for the government to help change the things that are wrong in the world. This is the money quote. I thought that someone with his business acumen would have come in with a fine-tooth comb and actually found it instead of coming in with a wrecking ball and destroying people's lives for no reason, unquote.
He expected Trump or Musk?
I'm assuming Musk.
And that brings me to another point that I've been talking about for a while. Neither one of these men are very smart. They have skills at certain things.
Yes.
glad handing. They have the money to get themselves into the room to the people who can give them the favors and the money and the access they need. But neither one of these guys are particularly smart. So to assume that Elon Musk, of all people, is going to go in with anything carrying a fine-tooth comb, I don't know why you thought that. But then again, if you're a fan of Elon Musk, you just see a guy who owns a bunch of companies. He's the richest guy. So, of course, he's got to have like a beautiful mind where everything's calculating all the time. He's not. He is not.
I agree with you. There is some guy on Twitter, and I don't know how he based this. Apparently, he's done some writing about Elon, and he said Elon's IQ, as far as he can determine, is between 100 and 115.
Yeah.
So is he a super genius? No, he's just really, really, really rich.
Yeah, he's just...
And he grew up really, 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 really rich.
Yeah. So it happens when your dad owns an emerald mine.
Yeah, it helps.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. I feel really badly for this Robert McCabe and others like him who were Trump supporters until they became the victims of his own policies.
Yeah.
And I don't think Mr. McCabe is alone.
No.
I think there are all kinds of people, especially when they start talking about cutting Medicaid. Even Steve Bannon, of all people, warned that, you know, there's a lot of MAGAs who are on Medicaid. You start messing with Medicaid, they're not going to be happy.
This is, I want to harken back to something James Vanderloo said earlier this week. That is where we are at right this moment. He said, we won't know the true damage for about 3 to 6 months. So looking at the end, somewhere at the beginning or the end of quarter two of this year,
we'll have a better grasp.
And I'm not smart enough to interpret the stock market, but when we were on the air yesterday, I sent you a message saying the stock market is over 600 points down, and it was down today. Things are happening. There's repercussions for actions like this, and unfortunately, there are still going to be individuals who are like, oh, no, you got to wait. You just got to wait. They'll take care of it.
If the stock market had a 600-point drop under Joe Biden,
yeah.
Maria Bartiromo on Fox, her hair would be on fire.
Hold on. No one's saying anything.
Is she not
no.
Screeching?
Fox is talking about something else.
I'm not hearing the screeching.
I think they're saying, like, Hunter Biden's laptop. Oh.
You're probably right. If you would like to join us, you can always check in at 855-752-4842. Again, leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream. On Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter, text or listening at WRCE. It's the U.S. Chainsaw Massacre.
Yep.
Yeah, you're not wrong. And also some listener on WAUK. Whatever happened to seeing Trump's taxes? Oh, please. Yeah, the administration of transparency. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah.
The Trump administration and being so transparent. Elon said the same thing. We're transparent. We're going to show the American people all of our billions of dollars of savings, except, oops, for this one little thing.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to continue this. If you'd like to join us, we're talking taxes and you. Cuts for thee, but not for me. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Mississippi has one of the country's worst records for protecting voting rights and advancing democracy reforms. So when pro-voter bills emerge from the state House and Senate, like in-person early voting and the ability to cure a mismatched absentee signature, democracy advocates take notice. Mississippi is one of only three states without some form of in-person early voting, along with Alabama and New Hampshire. The Mississippi Free Press reports that February 12th, the Mississippi Senate passed SB 2654, allowing 15 days of early voting, ending the Saturday before the election at noon. The Republican-sponsored bill passed 39-12, but even if the House advances, it may still be vetoed by Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves, who accused the bill's sponsor of making the state's elections less secure. The Mississippi House also took some positive steps. HB 1419 prohibits moving or closing a polling place location within 60 days of an election, sometimes used as a voter suppression tactic. HB 163 sets rules for absentee ballots where the signature on file doesn't match the signed outer ballot envelope and would give the voter a chance to cure the problem. And HB 288 would make each county's five election commissioners nonpartisan positions. All three bills now move to the Senate. We have more on these bills and local reporting at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Let me tell you how it will be.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, the Board Lord, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. After the 10:30 news, he's been seen in public.
Who?
I didn't think it was possible.
Batman?
No, Scott Fitzgerald.
Oh.
He was actually seen alive and breathing in front of like breathing human.
They caught him on video.
They did. And on audio.
Wow.
And it was a really interesting meeting. So we're going to talk about that after the 10:30 news. Republican Scott Fitzgerald from Wisconsin holding a little town hall.
What a great idea.
What a great idea. Gee, methinks that if the reception continues to be the same, those are going to come to an end real quick.
Yeah.
We were talking before the break about the IRS and the Trump administration firing IRS employees.
Yeah.
And essentially what that's going to do to us little people, us little taxpayers, when we are waiting for our refunds. There is nothing clear at this point whether or not there's going to be a delay. I can only assume that there will be, considering how smoothly things have gone so far in the first 30 days of this administration. So you better pack your patience if you're waiting for a tax refund. The IRS says the common reasons for having your tax refund delayed is because of errors or they need corrections. The time it takes a taxpayer's bank or credit union to post the refund to your account. You can always go to WisTax. WisTax uses your My Tax Account profile, and you can log in. You can also use the IRS's Direct File program, which uses info from your federal forms and transfers that into WisTax. I don't know. Doesn't Elon already have all of our tax data?
Yeah, he should
and
be
all of our tax
can
information.
Can he just file it for us? Because
he's got everything.
Yeah, I mean, he got everything. And I was made aware on the text line, he's apparently a super smart man. I'm wrong for calling him dumb, which I don't think I called him dumb. I just said he wasn't smart.
He's never invented anything.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't.
He doesn't invent. No. He doesn't create.
He buys. Yeah, he didn't invent the electric car. He didn't invent the Tesla car. He didn't invent the rocket ship. He didn't invent satellites. He doesn't invent anything. He just buys, and then takes the credit. And then for some reason, people are like, he's the greatest
he's
human.
He's so smart.
On Earth. He's powering rockets into the space, which they've been doing for quite a few decades now.
Oh, and this is a sidebar, but now he's picking fights with the crew on the International Space Station. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah. He claimed that President Biden intentionally left those two U.S. astronauts on the International Space Station. That's not true. And one of the main people who was on the International Space Station pushed back against him and said, yeah, that's not true. At which point Elon said, well, now we need to remove the International Space Station from orbit.
See, that's... once again, don't call him dumb. I don't think, but I will say he is a whiny little baby who, when you get in his way and say things like that to him, he's like, "We need to take with it." He's a spoiled little brat,
and a really rich one.
Oh my God, it's insufferable, and I just love the fact that people still defend him.
Absolutely. The other thing I think that we need to remember again. Elon Musk has promised transparency. He's promised they're going to show us where all of these savings are. Unfortunately, they are refusing FOIA requests.
Oh.
Which is the Freedom of Information Act.
Oh, isn't that like the key piece for transparency?
It kind of is.
Huh.
Yeah. If the public has questions about things, you are able to ask for documentation.
Yep.
That's our right as citizens to do that. And yet, Mr. Transparency, yeah, Doge is refusing FOIA requests, which I can only imagine is going to go to court.
Yeah, and will most likely it's slapped down, hopefully.
Depending upon who it's in front of.
But, I mean, to be fair, Trump judges have ruled against him.
That's true.
So, but their whole thing is they want to take everything that gets... anything gets slapped down from whether it's the circuit court or the appeals court, they want the drama of taking it to the Supreme Court. Not to mention the fact that four of their buddies are there, bought and sold, just wonderfully there to do whatever they need you to do.
Absolutely. 855-752-4842 if you would like to join us. Mark from Prairie du Sac is on the line. Good morning, Mark. What did you want to say about this?
Well, you just kind of shift gears for me a little bit for the whole FOIA requesting. What Musk will probably say is, "Well, we're not really a government agency. We're private. We're a private enterprise here, so you can't file these freedom of information requests for us because we're not really a public agency. So you had no business filing this for us." And you know, in contradiction to the fact that you know Trump said, "Yes, they are official," but they'll probably try to play some little middle game ground there, and hopefully the courts will smack them down. But I mean that we are we're facing irreparable harm because we're not getting this information in front of us because the courts, in some cases, have denied. So, well, we're not facing irreparable harm yet. Well, I think we are. I mean that, and that we have to stand up to this little punk named Musk because, like you just said, he doesn't invent anything. He's just had enough money to buy something at a point in time and might have a nose for that. But he certainly is not any genius when it comes to science. I mean that.
Well, yeah, Mark. And again, I don't think he's a stupid man. But is he is he brilliant? Is he a beautiful mind? No.
No, he's no Einstein.
No, I just think he might be savvy in business on looking for good business opportunities, which is great. You know, yeah. Good for you. But that doesn't make you brilliant. But that doesn't make you a genius.
But two things too. When I go to the Doge website, I go to Doge.gov. That's a government website.
Well, and I saw another article. They're getting $40 million from the federal government.
Oh, so
the Doge is being funded by federal dollars to the tune of $40 million. Unfortunately, though, we don't get to know where that money is going or what that money is doing because they're refusing FOIA requests.
Yeah. Yeah.
Seems problematic.
Seems not so transparent from the brilliant mind.
We have news coming up next. And then when we return, Scott Fitzgerald in the flesh.
You'll have to remind me who he is again.
He's a Republican lawmaker in Wisconsin. He's been here for decades.
What?
Yep. That's all on the way. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Because I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man. Now my advice for those who die. Tax man. Declare the pennies on your eyes. Tax man. Because I'm the tax man.
News from the center, WRCE.
local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Planned Parenthood is expanding vasectomy services to Madison. Planned Parenthood's Director of Communications, Annalise Eicher, says they've seen an uptick in demand following the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. She says it is a conversation that hasn't historically included men, but points out reproductive health is for everyone. Planned Parenthood first launched the service in Milwaukee in 2023. The service is now being offered at the group's Eastside Madison location. Asking for help for a pair of orphan cats, and not just any cats. The Dane County Humane Society hopes to raise $5,000 to cover costs of caring for two bobcats. The male bob kittens were estimated to be just 12 to 16 weeks old, dehydrated and malnourished when admitted to the Society's Wildlife Center a few days apart in August. Since then, they've received medical treatment and a diet including pheasants, rodents, and venison. The Humane Society said in a news release that as they grow larger, so do their voracious appetites. Just feeding them costs $200 per week. You can find out more at the Humane Society's Facebook page or at giveshelter.org. Individual conservation organizations are taking bird flu mitigation efforts into their own hands with an uncertain future on federal support for tracking the virus. Organizations like the Southern Wisconsin Bird Alliance and Wisconsin Humane Society are sharing tips with residents on how to help prevent the spread of bird flu in wild animals, like removing bird feeders to keep wild birds away from backyard chickens. The virus has appeared in multiple counties across Wisconsin, including the first confirmed human case in the state in Barron County. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Beverly Hills cops were called into action recently when actress Nicole Kidman and her country music star husband Keith Urban had their Beverly Hills place broken into. Hopefully they have renter's insurance. The Beverly Hills Police Department says the break-in was most likely part of a rash of burglaries from a South American gang that has been hitting Southern California. The gang was recently nabbed by the BHPD, probably led by Axel Foley. It's hard to anticipate how the Blake Lively, Ryan Reynolds, Justin Baldoni drama will unfold when all is said and done. They are exchanging lawsuits over incidents stemming from the set of It Ends With Us. Feeling smug and confident, Ryan Reynolds made a joke about the situation on Saturday Night Live's 50th anniversary, but it appears to have backfired. Apparently, the cute power couple were given the snub at the after parties by many attendees for making light of a sensitive situation. I'm not sure who did what to whom, but Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively, kind of annoying. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Sunny and comfortable today with high temperatures reaching the mid-20s and tonight sliding to the single digits. Winds become a bit breezy tonight and throughout tomorrow, but they'll warm us up to highs near the freezing mark. Sunday and into early next week, 40s will be the high temperature. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 9 degrees.
The Todd Alba Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or similar Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
The one and only Professor Bob Harvey has graced the airlines with us. Let's go to Vincent.
With this new administration, African-American history is under assault. To Professor Harvey, how important are we, is it to, for us to fight back not only for Black History Month, but throughout the year?
African-American history is not going anywhere. Start digging into history. You find out that long before the Mayflower, Blacks were already here.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Chicago-based comedian Jim Flanagan and founder of Warrior Songs and veterans advocate Jason Moon. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Sweet Galby on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Todd Alba, our friend and colleague, is on the road.
Oh, where's he going?
He is in Hayward, Wisconsin. It's a special edition of the Todd Alba Show from the American Birkebeiner.
Oh,
the Berkey underway. Todd bringing you the sights and sounds from downtown Hayward. He also has his weekly visits today with former Badger football player Brady Ewing and Peter Rapine, who manages the site E-Bombs World.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is stupid things that real people do. it's a great segment. So join Todd today from noon to two. He is in Hayward for the American Berkey. We just had a chance to talk to Sean Connolly last week about that. So glad that they're having better conditions this year than they did last year, which was far from ideal. As promised, they don't do this very often, especially particular Wisconsin Republicans. We just don't see them in the wild very often.
Well, when you don't have to worry about your seat or getting voted out of office or anything like that for now.
For now. Well, again, if they flip the Supreme Court, we're going to go back to gerrymandered maps and they'll never have to appear in public again.
Phew for them.
I know. Yeah, phew for them. Exactly. Especially if this is any indication of how things are going to be going forward.
Yeah.
So this is from TMJ4. West Bend voters raise concerns about President Trump and Elon Musk at Republican Congressman's town hall. TMJ4's Charles Benson, the only news station there, for a fiery back and forth discussion.
Yeah, it got testy.
It did get testy.
They called it a testy town hall.
Testy town hall, exactly. We have a couple of clips from this listening session with Scott Fitzgerald yesterday, covered again by TMJ4's Charles Benson. Gavin, let's play clip number one, please.
When will you stand up to them and say that is enough?
We begin tonight with a testy town hall event hosted by Wisconsin Republican Congressman Scott Fitzgerald. Pushback tonight from constituents in West Bend demanding answers to how the Trump administration is moving to slash government spending and for its diplomatic shift on the Russian invasion of Ukraine. TMJ4 News was the only news station there for the fiery back and forth discussion.
I certainly have never been briefed about DOGE.
They came with questions for their congressmen.
How can we be represented by you if you don't have a voice in Congress?
Michael Wittig is concerned with Elon Musk's role in the Trump administration. He held up a sign that read, "Presidents are not kings."
Are you going to subpoena him at some point? Are you, after you're done with the budget or whatever, are you willing to use your subpoena power to say, come in here, stand in front of Congress, and answer some hard questions?
Congressman Fitzgerald insists Musk's efforts to find waste and fraud are working, and Congress will eventually have budget oversight.
Certainly the discussion in and around DOGE and with the probationary moves that have already been done, they're going to have to be scrutinized at some point.
If there were Trump voters in the room, none spoke up in support of Trump's first month efforts.
So we're not going to look at it now.
No.
We're going to let the slash and burn and the chainsawing continue. And then later on, we'll get around to looking at the finer points of what this has done.
But he said it's already working. So does he know something we don't? And he also said, I wasn't briefed on DOGE. It just feels like Scott Fitzgerald has no idea what's going on. And I think he's missing the bigger picture here, is that this is Elon Musk. He is the co-president. You don't subpoena him. If he's not answering FOIA requests,
right,
and he's not answering questions from certain individuals, if the White House is barring the AP because they won't call it the Gulf of America, do you really think that he's going to walk into the Congress, sit down for a subpoena, and do anything you want?
That's an excellent point. Look at all of the lawmakers who were subpoenaed under the Biden administration and simply didn't show up.
Yeah. Yes.
If that were you or me or anybody listening, we would have been in jail.
Yes, immediately.
Yeah.
They would have knocked on your door.
That's not even in question.
This It makes sense though. He doesn't like you said. He doesn't come out much. He doesn't speak much.
No, he really doesn't.
He
keeps his head down.
Yep.
Stays out of it. Keeps his nice job. Keeps all his nice bennies.
Oh, yeah.
All those nice benefits, and keeps getting reelected over and over and over again.
And this is what happens when you stick your head out of the hole for a little bit and think you're going to get a warm reception from the voting public.
This isn't just happening here in Wisconsin.
No.
There was a listening session held in Georgia.
Yes.
Also yesterday.
Correct.
Was it Tim McCormick, I believe?
I believe so, yes.
Who kind of got the same reception from folks.
Yeah.
It's like, we want some answers about this.
I would really like, I'd like to play clip two, because it really is just in the first moment surmises everything about that quote unquote listening session.
Calvin, play clip two, please.
There is no law and there is no order and there are no consequences. Nobody is held to account.
The end result of the fraud and abuse that has been discovered already.
Voters in West Bend expressing their frustrations today with their congressman, Republican Scott Fitzgerald.
Many are upset about cuts being made by the Trump administration and the Department of Government Efficiency.
Our chief political reporter, Charles Benson, was at this event. He joins us live now in studio. Charles.
Yeah, President Trump has been on the job exactly 1 month today, and at least one Republican congressman is getting pushback in his district from voters who are not supportive of Trump's actions and executive orders so far. About 100 people showed up for a listening session called by Republican Scott Fitzgerald. Many in the room raised concerns about Elon Musk and his access and efforts to cut government programs and budgets. Fitzgerald was asked multiple times about transparency and congressional oversight.
Transparency.
Fitzgerald says there will be oversight by Congress.
Just not now.
Certainly the discussion in and around DOGE and with the probationary moves that have
which we just
been
actually
done.
We just heard Calvin, so you can, yeah, but that little part in the beginning, that all encapsulating boo from the people, and that's West Bend.
I know
that is West Bend.
Yeah, PJ on the live stream actually says West Bend is my hometown. I know people that were at that meeting.
Yeah, I mean, this is a situation where if you're Scott Fitzgerald, you might want to look out for a primary. And I'm not talking about Republican. I'm talking about like a solid Democrat. Because one thing we've talked about with Dan Schaefer in the past is how those WOW counties are not solid, dependable red like they used to be.
Right.
And things like this is not good for Scott Fitzgerald and for Tim McCormick and Georgia and all other parts of the country where people are really getting upset. He's right. The president's been in office for 1 month and a day now. Doge has been hacking away, slash and burn, for 2 weeks, about?
2.5.
Imagine what they look like in 2 more weeks and a month after that. And summertime when we're buying stuff for the cookout, all that food that those prices aren't coming down on.
Not to mention wanting to go to, I don't know, a park.
Yeah, or just a simple vacation.
The ramifications, there are a lot there. It's going to be a long rollout,
yeah,
for ramifications from all of these moves.
Yep.
And again, I would put money on it that this is the last time we will see Scott Fitzgerald in public.
Oh, good Lord.
They're all going to go. It's either going to be invitation only from now on, or they'll do what the phone listening sessions, where again, you don't get to ask anything.
Yeah.
It's just a one-sided, here's my speech to you. You're welcome.
Well, maybe they'll do the Paul Ryan way, too, is like not only just invite only, but questions are all screened.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it'll always make them look good because they can't deal with this anymore. And you might see some congressmen leave.
Because of the pushback?
I mean, look at Mike Gallagher.
Mike Gallagher did that, though, I think, because he was afraid for his family.
But what I'm saying is that if you have Republican GOP Congress members who just can't toe the line anymore, like it becomes a bridge too far for them, whatever that may be, I'll be interested to see how many GOP Congress people step down in the next 2 to 4 years because they're not going to be able to carry the water of the Trump campaign any further.
I don't know. They've been doing pretty good so far. They don't seem to have too many problems with it. It's more just a matter of going back to hiding.
It's about going, yeah, I don't disagree with that, but I think Trump 2.0 is a vastly different, more aggressive, teeth out administration than the first time. And it's going to get bad. And it's going to get really bad for those who support, who have to be reminded they must support, versus me and you, who are just going to be thrown into artist prison or whatever we're going.
855-752-4842 if you would like to join the conversation. Gene from Eau Claire is here to lift our spirits. Good morning, Gene. Thank you for joining us. What do you want to say?
Well, I don't know if I'm going to lift the spirits. I hope so. But I have to say that, you know, maybe some of those Congress people got, you know, calls from constituents saying, well, you know what? You know, they're cutting all these programs. They might as well cut you guys. Because all you do is just do whatever Trump says, and you're really not doing a job. So think of the money we could save, taxpayer money, on your salaries, your benefits, and all of these things. Like, just, you're not doing anything anyway, so we don't even need the Congress or the Senate with the Republicans in it running it. So that's just my two cents for the weekend. You guys have a great day, and keep up the great work. We're so lucky to have you.
Oh, thank you so much, Gene. We are lucky to have you.
A king doesn't need a Congress.
Well, and if they're going to allow him to take over the control of the purse, which is Congress's number one responsibility, they control the power of the purse.
Yeah.
If they take that away, then their jobs are superfluous.
Yeah.
They don't need them at all. But you think they're going to volunteer to give up their cushy jobs that they fight so hard to keep because things must be really good from where they're sitting.
Well, and that's the thing, too, is like you threaten their power. I don't know what they're capable of as a group. And also, not to mention, this week it came down that the president said only the president and attorney general can interpret what the law is. I wouldn't trust Donald Trump to interpret what the ingredients to a Jack and Coke would be, let alone a law.
I would be hard-pressed to believe that Donald Trump could read a paragraph from Dick and Jane and tell me the point of that paragraph.
No, he couldn't. He also not smart man.
Ronnie from Horicon listening at WAUK. I am shocked. This was a group of voters from West Bend, the reddest of red areas. Something seems to be happening across the country, and this is just the beginning of people finally waking up. Unfortunately, it's going to be our shared pain.
Yes.
That is going to bring people together, like that guy that I mentioned earlier in the hour, who is a Trump supporter who just got fired from the IRS. And he's like, I want us to be efficient. I am not part of that problem.
Mm-hmm.
That's not how they see you. That's not how they see most of us.
And we've mentioned it many, 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 many times before. And we'll say it again. I think anyone with half a brain in their head and a solid head on their shoulders are going to say, of course we want to find inefficiencies. Of course we want to make things roll better. Of course we don't want excessive misspendings. And if there's fraud, find it.
Yes.
Get it out of there and prosecute the people who are doing it. But this notion that he's found $8 billion today and then the next day $500 billion, like, it's just, I can say numbers too, Jane. Guess what? There is $9 million underneath my bed right now. That's fact, because I just said that into a microphone and a camera.
And I'm going to FOIA you, and then you're going to refuse.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so, well, I'll just take your word for it then.
Exactly.
Well, and the other thing about the whole Doge website, they seem to have problems mathing.
Oh, yeah.
There have been all kinds of mathematical errors that people have found on the Doge.gov. There's a big savings bar, which, was it on Monday? Yeah, completely empty.
Yes.
But now they've been putting all kinds of things up there until people point out, yeah, that's actually not accurate. You may want to take that down. When we return, we're going to talk about Social Security.
Yes.
And whether or not we have to worry about if it's going to be there for us. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back. And your family on the phone, slap you on the back and say,
I'm falling off my chair, and I'm wondering.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Wisconsin's next major election is already here. The race for state Supreme Court is ramping up with just a few weeks to go before the April 1st general election. Much like the race 2 years ago, this will determine the balance of power on the court. If Susan Crawford wins, the court remains in liberal control. If Brad Schimmel wins, the court flips back to a right-wing majority. But there are a number of differing dynamics from the race in 2023. That race, won by Janet Protasiewicz, was the culmination of a years-long effort for liberals to win control of the court. Now they're playing defense to keep that majority. This also begins a run of 6 years in a row with a race for Wisconsin Supreme Court on the spring election ballot. Because of which justices will be up in coming years, if Crawford wins this year, the court will likely remain in liberal control until at least 2028. Find more bigger picture analysis of the race in my latest column at the Recombobulation Area.
I'm Earl Ingram, host of The Earl Ingram Show. We're celebrating Black History Month by sharing some powerful interviews and stories featuring Wisconsin's own trailblazers. We're also listening to you because conversations can make a difference.
It's got to be had, and we have to have it on a regular basis, not only on the air, but around the coffee table. I was more optimistic than before than I am now. America's taken a big backward step.
I do try to have that conversation about racial disparity and give small history lessons as much as I can.
Join us to continue the conversations as we stand together and learn together. And let's celebrate Black History Month every month. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Earl Ingram Show on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, Calviente on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. It is the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Next hour, Dan Schaefer will be here from the Recombobulation Area. We're going to talk, among other things, about the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, April 1st, April Fool's Day.
Oh my gosh, it's like so close.
Yes, it is going to be here really quickly. Of course, the number one race on the ballot that is going to be statewide is for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Susan Crawford running against Brad Schimmel, former attorney general under Scott Walker. That was kind of his parting gift after Scott lost the election. Like, here, Brad, take this. This is your gift for helping me. Anyway, we'll be talking about the Supreme Court race and the big money on both sides.
Yeah.
That is pouring into Wisconsin. And I know one of our listeners is very much about getting rid of Citizens United and getting rid of dark money in our politics. And I think most folks would agree with that.
Yeah.
Whether or not that's actually possible at this point, it seems unlikely.
Yeah.
But I guess one can always hope. I wanted to share this today because we were accused yesterday of scaremongering.
Oh, that's right.
We were accused of scaremongering about the Trump administration going after Social Security.
Yeah.
Elon Musk was at CPAC, which is the big conservative political action conference that happened yesterday. It was there last night. We have a clip from Elon Musk talking about Social Security. Calvin, would you play that clip, please?
Many here.
Fraudulent payments. The rough estimate from Government Accountability Office is over $500 billion of fraud a year. $500 billion.
And how long of a time?
Per year.
Per year? On Social Security?
On
all government.
On all entitlements.
All entitlements.
All entitlements, yeah.
He essentially was saying he's looking at Social Security.
Yeah.
Yes, they are. That's not a surprise. They kind of said that from the beginning. And now from WBAY-TV in Green Bay, this headline, Social Security Administration building in Green Bay listed for partial closure on DOGE website. Cuts affecting Social Security now extending into Wisconsin. A property owner found out the building is listed on the website for a partial closure, saying, you know how he found out? Hmm. He found out from someone who works from the paper, the Green Bay Press Gazette.
Oh, God.
Not even from DOGE itself. Doug Buck, who owns the property, says the Social Security Administration has been leasing the building in Green Bay for over 20 years. They just renewed the lease 9 months ago. Buck says he is surprised and in disbelief, quote, this property serves a need in the community. There are a lot of people in this country that rely on their Social Security benefits for their survival.
Yep.
This is a crucial government service, so I have a hard time seeing this building closing soon. Buck says he's confused as to why this building is on the DOGE list. He's waiting for answers. He says the DOGE listing shows a reduction in square footage and doesn't understand that. The government currently leasing about 12,000 square feet. The DOGE listing shows a reduction of about 1,000 square feet. It's not clear why it lists partial square feet and not the full building.
Are they planning on just leasing off the desk space they're going to fire?
They want to keep a closet?
I don't know.
DOGE's website, it says it's looking to save $55 billion with contracts and lease cancellations, renegotiations, asset sales, and more. As we found out yesterday, there are a lot of people who rely, are dependent, would be homeless without their Social Security payments.
People who are already with their Social Security payments having to make tough decisions like, do I heat my house or do I buy groceries? Do I pay for my mortgage or do I
pay for my medications?
Yeah, do I pay for my medication? This is not a right-left issue. This is a human issue. This is about making sure the people who put their money in get the money they deserve back. It's not an entitlement. They've paid in this money. We've been waiting for them for decades, and they've earned to have it back. And I want to bring up that text again, talking about fear-mongering tactics for 40 years, but Social Security hasn't been touched. You're right. It hasn't been touched, but it's not without its attempts. Because do not forget, Wisconsin's very own Paul Ryan back in the day was talking about privatizing it through ways of making your Social Security account a private bank account.
Yeah.
Well, no, that didn't work. And the people said something. And guess where Paul Ryan is right now? Who knows?
He's on the board of Fox. He's doing just fine.
But my point is that when you try to mess with Social Security, people get very upset, and it's not without its attempts. So we're not trying to fearmonger. I'm not fearmongering. I'm scared for my money that I put in that one day my bank account, its Social Security office, will be empty.
Absolutely. And some PJ and a couple others on the live stream pointing out that Elon showed up last night wearing sunglasses.
He's so weird.
With a chainsaw. Very excited about the whole chainsaw thing.
Oh, so weird.
And a number of observers said he seemed high as a kite.
Yep.
To the point where it was hard for him to even put words together.
Well, that clip he just played is
indicative of that.
He's mumbling.
So, there's a whole bunch of rumors about what is Elon's drug of choice. We don't have time to get into that right
Life,
now.
Life, baby.
Right. We have news coming up next, and then Dan Schaefer will be here. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't go away.
From the center, WRCE. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we continue our live coverage of the American Birkenbeiner from downtown Hayward, Wisconsin. Brady Ewing, Peter Rapine, and you join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Imagine home. the smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The latest target of DOGE firings by the Trump administration, the IRS, even though the White House says these layoffs, thousands of them, will not impact filing.
The White House will say that the impacts will not be felt in terms of the tax filing season. That's according to sources at the IRS. But this potentially could have an impact if there are any delays for people who are trying to get their tax refunds or people who are looking for assistance right now as they're filing their tax returns.
That's ABC News White House correspondent Karen Travers. President Trump meeting with the Republican Governors Association at the White House right now. Republicans pushing through their $340 billion budget framework all overnight. That lays the foundation for Trump administration policies to move forward. New York Yankees have always banned facial hair for players. Today, the team announced that moving forward, they will allow well-groomed beards. Mustaches still allowed. This is ABC News.